Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. It's the last weekend edition of the year, which gives me all kinds of weird feelings. I'm Mariana Dale, early childhood reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. I've been watching the vaccine rate for kids between 5 and 11 since the vaccine became available to that age group in Los Angeles County almost 2 months ago. Around 12% are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But there are big disparities between the least and most immunized parts of the county. To learn more, I started at a Pasadena Children's Museum-turned-vaccine clinic for the day. To get to the vaccination clinic at KidSpace, Jonathan Louie and his six-year-old son Noah first walk through a tunnel filled with colorful mosaic tiles. Then up to a table where they check in with Pasadena's public health department.
You ready, Noah?
Yes.
Inside a room divided by partitions, Dad helps Noah pop his left arm out of his sweater.
She wants to see your muscles, my man.
No.
No muscle show, but Noah receives the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine without a single tear.
Guess what? You're all done.
The whole process takes about 5 minutes.
I'm very proud of you, Noah. Good job.
Noah has asthma and a few other underlying issues. His dad, Jonathan, says after talking to their pediatrician, it was a no-brainer to get their son vaccinated. It's peace of mind.
Where are we going next weekend, Noah?
Mammoth.
We're going to Mammoth to snowboard and stuff like that. So we do a lot of activities. And during the pandemic, we were stuck at home. And, you know, from a family that's always outside, it was tough to just be a homebody.
The vaccine first became available to kids 5 to 11 in L.A. County in early November. A national survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation this fall found almost a third of parents of kids this age were eager to get them vaccinated.
We're now moving into the wait-and-see group and the group that said, no, we're not interested in having our child vaccinated.
Timothy Brewer is a professor of medicine and epidemiology at UCLA. Another factor is geography. Brewer and I scan the county's color-coded vaccine map and see that in La Cañada, where the Louie family lives, more than half of kids 5 to 11 have been fully vaccinated, one of the highest rates in LA County for this age group. The majority of kids this age have also been immunized in cities including Rolling Hills, Rancho Palos Verdes, San Marino, and South Pasadena.
I think part of what you're seeing is the smaller districts with the higher incomes and probably fewer people of color tend to have higher vaccination rates.
Brewer says lower-income communities already had trouble accessing health care at all, let alone the vaccines. In the San Gabriel Valley's Mountain View School District, most kids receive a free or reduced-price lunch, and more than half are English language learners. Outgoing Superintendent Lillian Maldonado French says many of the district's families didn't have the internet in their homes until the pandemic.
One of the biggest challenges our families had was just navigating all the forms that you have to fill out online. It's very difficult to try and do that on your phone.
So the district hosts vaccine clinics on site with staff on hand to guide families through registration. The most recent one was on the same day as the annual Menudo breakfast.
It is truly the best Menudo you'll ever taste.
There have been multilingual webinars with health experts. French showed me a copy of the newsletter where they share the latest about COVID-19 to battle the misinformation parents see on social media.
You see flyers in four languages.
Families have even volunteered to record testimonials about getting the vaccine.
Y les va a hablar de su experiencia acerca de las vacunas.
Still, the Mountain View District's full vaccination rate is just 4%. French says unvaccinated kids risk falling even further behind in school because they have to quarantine after COVID-19 exposure, even if they test negative, according to the county's guidance.
We want to keep kids in school. That's our number one goal.
The students are on winter break now, but come January, vaccine clinics will start up again. Remember, if you have questions about vaccines or any of the stories you hear on the LA Report, you can contact our newsroom by heading over to LAist.com. CSU Dominguez Hills is opening a new academy to train parents of first-generation college students. The program taps into families' quote, community cultural wealth to support students through college and help them reach graduation. The effort will have parents co-develop and lead future trainings so that outreach isn't limited to college admissions or dictated by the institution. This week, my colleague, higher education reporter Julia Barajas, filed this story.
Yesenia Fernandez was the first in her family to earn a degree. Her mom, who had a sixth grade education, was very involved on campus when she was a child. Then, when she went on to college, her mom supported her the best way she knew how, by attending ceremonies and posing for pictures.
Well, even though she worked two jobs sometimes, she would spend her one day off, I always remember, Wednesdays, volunteering at my school.
But there was always a disconnect.
Fast forward to me being a first-gen college student, my mom really wanted me to work. She just kept saying, you can go to college if you can work and still be able to pay the rent.
Today, Fernandez is a professor at Cal State Dominguez Hills, where more than half of undergraduates are first-gen college students. Earlier this year, she co-founded a group to strengthen the bond between parents and their college-going children, all in an effort to keep them on track to graduate.
I navigated the process. I survived, right? But the trauma that's involved with having to do that completely on your own is unnecessary, and we can change that.
The Parent Leadership Academy meets every month on Zoom. During these sessions, they hash out everything from concerns about their children's majors to where they can find good deals on books. They also learn about things like campus COVID-19 protocols, financial aid, and how to get meal cards. Fernandez runs the sessions with a colleague. They plan for each meeting with the parents, encouraging them to be vocal about what they'd like to learn next.
You know, for me, I really love the moments where the parents are dialoguing. We have people speaking fully in English. We have people speaking fully in Spanish. We have people translanguaging, and it's completely accepted.
That's Jen Stacy, the group's co-founder. She's a professor at the university too, and was also a first-gen college student. During the meetings, she and Fernandez zip back and forth between English and Spanish. They're bilingual, and their goal is to make sure no one's left out. Leti Ojeda is one of the parents among them.
I've always been pretty involved in stuff. Like, I like knowing what's going on.
She co-plans the academy sessions with the professors and takes notes for those who can't make it. Ojeda takes this role seriously. She grew up in South LA and was once a student at Cal State Los Angeles, where she was working toward becoming a teacher. But juggling a full-time job, the commute, and her coursework became too much. With a heavy heart, she left the university without earning a degree. Today, Ojeda is the mother of three sons, and two of them are navigating their undergraduate careers amid the pandemic. One is at Cal State Dominguez Hills. The other is at Cal State Long Beach. She's doing everything she can to help them succeed, including giving them rides to campus.
It's not too much about making so much money. That's not something that we focus on. But yes, enough to live. To me, the most important part is that they're happy and they're good people.
As the academy continues to grow, the professors will encourage parents to take on leadership roles throughout campus. More than anything, they want the program to continue being driven by parents. Covering higher education, I'm Julia Barajas.
Thanks for listening to the last weekend edition of the LA Report of 2021. But the year's not quite over yet. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Mariana Dale.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.